Hey, thank you for listening to my podcast. Now, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business or advertising campaigns on Facebook and other platforms, then I want to invite you for a free strategy session. We help entrepreneurs scale from six figures to seven figures and even to eight figures with their e-commerce businesses. So if that's what you're looking for, then I want to invite you. There should be a link somewhere here so you can apply for a free strategy call and we'll see how we can help you out. If you feel like finding a winning product is like finding a needle in a haystack, and oftentimes maybe you just want to give up before you give this like e-commerce thing a try. This is why I'm shooting this video right now, because I used to be in the same position. I would use the same methods that every single guru was teaching out there. None of them really clicked until I found my own bulletproof methods. And when I say bulletproof, I mean it. Right now I already helped thousands of entrepreneurs finding their winning products using the methods that I'm about to show you. So in this video, I'm going to show you three things. First, I'll show you the exact criteria you have to use in order to identify winners. Not every product, even if it looks good, will be a winner. Then I'll show you free and paid methods for finding winners consistently. And finally, I'll show you how to validate these products and start selling so you have a higher chance of actually getting a winner and scaling it to the moon. Hey guys, I'm Alex Fedotov. I'm a crazy Ukrainian immigrant who sold over $100 million worth of products in the last 5 years. And I'm here to reveal all of the secrets that gurus have kept from you and also the things that actually work in the real world right now. So without further ado, drop a like on this video, subscribe, and let's jump right into it. Part number one is my criteria. Number one of my criteria is the actual profit margin. You don't want to be getting into products or selling products that don't have enough margin for you to spend on advertising. And personally, I'm looking for at least $30 gross profit margin. So here, for example, if I'm selling this product here at like $49 and this product looks kind of like nice perceived value, helps you with like neck pain and stuff like that, look how much I would pay for it. It's $5. I have like $40+ to actually get a sale. And guys, by the way, if you want my product research template that allows you to rank products and allows you to focus on products that have the biggest potential, comment template in the comments and I'll send it over. You can see here, for example, right? I'm looking for at least 3x. So if you're selling product for like $30, you don't want to be paying like more than $10 to get that product. And another factor here is the product needs to be easy and light to ship. Let's say you've been selling something like this, super heavy product. It's fragile. If it's coming from China in a package, there's a very high chance that it will break. You want to be selling small products like this. It can ship very cheaply. So even if there is increase in shipping prices from China, for instance, it still won't be significant impact to my profit margins. That's why you got to focus on products that are light, products that have high perceived value, products that are not fragile, like this one. Don't sell ceramic, right? Or at least make sure you have very cool packaging for those if you're sending those from China or from your garage. Part number two, I want to show you some free and paid tools that you can use to actually research and sell these products. One of the free tools, guys, that you could use is called Ad Library. So for instance, I found this brand here. Now, if that's your brand, if you're watching this, please forgive me because I just need to show some good examples of the good products. So check it out here. These are the video ads, right? And I can do a lot of research and I can like literally go through all of the details of this offer. I can see all of the details of the product. I can see how they sell it. And also it's pretty like up to date. A lot of the spy tools that you guys would use would be kind of like outdated. For example, AdSpy used to be a phenomenal tool, but it's kind of like not updated very often, which creates like an issue because if you want to like see something that's working right now, then you might not see that with some of these tools. One of the features here in Ad Library that not a lot of people are using is that you can actually search for stuff. This is literally how I found this product above. So you just click view ads and you got it here. And if I wanted to search for more, I just keep scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. This tool is absolutely free. Now you have to tell it specifically what you're looking for. So if I'm looking for like, let's say t-shirt, boom. I have so many different like t-shirts. You see what's working. You see who's selling. You see how many likes they have. You see how many ads they have. Let me see here. 180 ads. They seem to be doing pretty well. And now I'm using another free tool, which is called SimilarWeb. You can see how much traffic they're getting. Sometimes it's not super like accurate. I'm not actually sure what kind of numbers they're doing. For me, it's always finding out like what's already working, how much revenue the company is doing so that I can reverse engineer and model what they do or learn a lot from their process so I don't have to reinvent the wheel. So let me see this another one here. Doesn't have many ads, probably not as successful. So
This one, I would probably just move on.
Ashley Lingerie and Swimwear.
Not as many ads. I usually like to see at least 20, 30 ads, ideally hundreds of them, because it means that business is constantly testing. There's a lot to learn from them, and I can model many things from them. Now let's get into the paid tools. I personally like Minea or Minea, like I don't know what's the best way to pronounce it. I love it because you have this kind of like the outline of the offer. You have different like winning products, getting a lot of traction. You can see how many comments, how many likes. Check it out here. Like C product, Cozy Band. I've seen this product so many times. I know a lot of people who've been selling this product. Not sure how accurate that is. 8 to 14 days, definitely shipping from China, definitely dropship. So if you want like a special code for Minea that will give you like a discount on the first time that you use it, just comment Minea below in the comments. I'll send you a special code that you can use. I love this tool because literally gives you like a lot of ideas on what products to sell and also the products that are just like popping up. So for example, I like to look at products that have at least like 300, 500 likes. So this way I know that they're getting some traction, but also they might maybe not as saturated. Now, I don't believe in saturation. I think it's a lot of bullshit. You can sell like almost any product, guys. Like once you have the skill set of finding the angles, finding how the product can be sold, I can cover that in another video. I actually like the saturation because it tells me that people want to buy the product. I just have to find another way to sell that product. That's for me the priority because I want to be sure that if I'm jumping on some product that it's actually getting sales. I don't want to be the first one like who's trying to sell the product because it just has a lot of risk. Always look and go for products that have already some validation. Check it out here. $99. What is this? Strength tanning nozzle spray. It's interesting. That's so cool. I don't know what this product does. Is it shipping from China? 1-2 days. They're getting some traffic here, so you might as well like jump on this product. It's very cool. So guys, one of the things that also I'm doing here, as I'm going through these pages, what I like to do is I like to actually take this product and add it to the cart. So if I'm adding it to the cart, now Facebook thinks that I have the buying intent and also I'll be retargeted with ads from this company because they think I'm looking to buy products. I have found so many products that are amazing using this method. All you have to do is just add these products to the cart because then Facebook thinks you have a buying intent and they'll serve you more and more ads of other products, and those products, maybe you will not see them on Spy Tools. Those products might be like something that's like not as saturated as people say, and those products you can jump on and get a lot of sales. Now, part number four, guys, is how to actually validate these products. Comment below if you want my product research template so that you can start researching these products and rank them so then you actually know what to focus on. So guys, this is an example of how it would look like. Here you can see we rank products by different categories, like by high perceived value of the product, wow factor, as people say. And wow factor, by the way, it's very simple. It's an old problem, but a new solution. So for instance, if you have this back pain product, old solution is to take painkillers. The new solution is using this product, you can just eliminate that neck pain or that back pain. You can rank these products by different categories. So literally it creates this like score here so that you can rank, okay, so this product has, for instance, like it can serve human needs. So there's like different human needs like certainty, uncertainty, connection, love. Guys, just comment template so I can send it over to you. And so now you can see by overall score, you can sort these products by best performing to worst performing. So now let's focus on these ones. And in order to actually validate them, we're placing the test order. So for example, we would go to this store and we would place an order in this store. So for example, today you have the order number like 10,000 because Shopify gives you this like order confirmation. They give you the order number. Then we would place another order in 48 hours from now. And then for instance, the order number would be like 12,000, right? So now we know that in the range of 2 days, they generated 2,000 orders. Now we would see, okay, so what product are these guys mostly pushing on ads? So let's say they were pushing like this product, so $49. So now we would multiply $49 by the number of orders that was generated in the last 2 days. And now we would have $98,000. Now we would divide that by 2, right? Because it's 2 days. So it's approximately $50,000 a day in revenue that they do with this product. Personally, I don't like going after products that generate less than $10,000 a day in revenue. Now, if you guys want to go and make your first $1,000 a day, there is a lot simpler way to do it. And you can go after products that don't generate that sophisticated or very large volume or revenue. And you can also test it in a very simple way. So one ABO campaign, just 5 ad sets, simple landing page. You want to model the landing page after your competitor or someone that you are modeling here, but also at the same time, you don't want to make it exactly the same. Ideally, you would change this wording here so then you don't hit with DMCA. DMCA is a trademark issue that Shopify doesn't really like people who copy, you know, each other's stuff. Check it out. So I'm just using this tool called ChatGPT OpenAI. And I just asked, please reward this. What I did here was just copying here. I just pasted it here. Guys, this literally can save you so much time. Please reward this. Boom. All right, let's see. Recommended and endorsed by professionals. Ta-da-da. Check it out here. Once you have that, very simple setup on Facebook, one ABO campaign, 5 assets, the photos of the product. Ideally, you would also get your own. So for example, if you were selling this product, all you can do is just like going on Amazon, because Amazon has most of the product. Let's say you live in the United States, just order this product to your place. So even on Amazon, $16, guys, can you imagine the power of advertising? Imagine the power of being able to sell products at like $50 for the same product that it costs like $16 here. These guys might even like fulfill from Amazon and still have like tremendous margin of like $30+. So here, let's say you would order the product from here to your house, right? And then you can shoot some images, photos, you can do photos with yourself, sit in front of the camera like this and kind of like just do the demonstration of the product. Or you can pay a friend to do this. You can see it's very simple. Check it out here. Images as well. So all of these images can be done, can be recreated. And now you're literally good to go. Now you're literally good to test this product. On the ad side, you want to have different scroll stoppers. So scroll stopper is the first like 3-5 seconds of the video. So you want to have different variations of it. So for example, here, you can see the guy says, I couldn't walk without pains. There is like an image that goes at the beginning. You have here with another color of the pants, another one here, right? So all of them start differently. And all of these things make a big difference in performance, because most people will just watch the first like 3 to 5 seconds. And then if they don't like it, they'll just scroll away. So when you're testing different scroll stoppers, you have the ability which things people actually want to click on. So this way you can identify which segment gets the most attention and which segment you can then scale as your ad. And I'll talk about the scaling part in another video. I'll just cover in a great detail how we're scaling, you know, $2,000 a day, $5,000 a day, $10,000, even $100,000 a day, you know. So that's what we do in our business. But I want to show you exactly how I do it in a separate video. For now, guys, thank you so much for watching. Please comment templates so I can send it over to you. Make sure to subscribe to my channel so you can see more of these tutorials, more of the insights I can share with you guys, what's working right now in our business. Let me know what you think about the video, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Hey, thank you for listening to my podcast. Now, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business or advertising campaigns on Facebook and other platforms, then I want to invite you for a free strategy session. We help entrepreneurs scale from 6 figures to 7 figures and even to 8 figures with their e-commerce businesses. So if that's what you're looking for, then I want to invite you. There should be a link somewhere here so you can apply for a free strategy call, and we'll see how we can help you out.